Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello to all my wonderful Patreon subscribers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Here is a bonus episode for you. It's about navigating moral injury after having been in a cult. This is a topic that comes up a lot, and it's on people's minds and weighs heavily on their hearts. So I wanted to make sure to talk about it. So moral injury, what is it? It refers to the psychological, social, and spiritual distress that comes up when someone experiences or witnesses events that violate their deeply held moral beliefs and values. This can occur through acts of commission, which is doing something against one's values, or act of omission, failing to do something in line with one's values. And a common reaction to moral injury includes feelings of guilt and shame, disgust and anger, often directed at the self. It can also lead to a profound sense of moral disorientation and societal alienation. It can come from feeling shame, not being able to talk about what you did or allowed to have happen, and I say allowed in quotes because sometimes you don't have a say when you're involved in a cult. So when you're involved in cults and you then realize that you have moral injury, it's often because you were coerced into acting a certain way or developing or adopting a belief that deeply conflicts with your personal values and ethical standards. And this happens when you're manipulated, when you're exploited, when you're under undue influence, when you get a different feeling about what is right versus what is wrong. And we know in cults, they have their own guidelines for that. For ex-cult members who have participated in or witnessed harmful actions within their cult and didn't jump in to protect or to get involved, moral injury can be particularly complex and debilitating because the cult's indoctrination and manipulation often lead to a distorted sense of reality and a suspension of your personal ethics. This can make it really hard to reconcile your past actions with your present values and beliefs. There are a lot of things that then you feel embarrassed about. Moral injury in the context of cult involvement occurs when people are coerced into doing things that they never would have done before or thought was okay to do before. So, what are the effects? of this kind of moral injury. It actually creates a unique kind of pain, a pain associated with guilt, which is sometimes hard to get rid of. Ex-cult members who have participated in harmful actions often experience a deep sense of guilt and shame. Sometimes even these harmful actions are not that they cause someone physical harm per se, but they were just a very good recruiter for the cult, and they got a lot of people in who then they couldn't get out once they left. This guilt also can be compounded by the realization that their actions were often carried out under the influence of cult indoctrination and manipulation. So there's this dissonance, this conflictual sense between past actions and present values. And this can lead, instead of sort of directing the blame outward, to feelings of a lot of self-loathing, self-criticism, and sometimes despair. A survivor's account illustrating moral injury might be having been in a cult like the Children of God, where they were to allow children to be subjected to sexual abuse. There is the psychological impact also of all of this. When you have guilt, this involves feeling distress and remorse about specific actions or events. So this often comes up when people have been involved in cults, that they say they quote unquote allowed things to happen. They witnessed things, didn't jump in, didn't stop them. And they might feel shame. Unlike guilt, which is about actions, shame is often about the self. It involves a belief that one is fundamentally flawed or bad because of their involvement in doing anything, or involvement in a cult that pushed them to do things that were wrong or allowed bad things to happen.